All right, let's dive in. Today, we're exploring the fascinating journey of Skip Marley, a rising star at the crossroads of reggae and pop. Here's what you need to know to master his story. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. You'll learn 7 facts about Skip Marley's musical legacy clearly and quickly. Master the Marley magic with memorable music milestones. Let's start with the basics. Fact number 1. Skip Marley was born on June 4, 1996 in Kingston, Jamaica, and raised in Miami, Florida. That blend matters. Jamaica anchors his reggae roots. Miami adds pop, R&B, and hip-hop influences. Here's the takeaway. The mix of cultures shapes his crossover sound. Test yourself. Where was Skip Marley born? Correct answer, Kingston, Jamaica. Memory aid. In Kingston, Skip started his music mission. Next up, fact number 2. He's the son of Sadella Marley and David Minto, part of the legendary Marley musical family, and the grandson of Bob Marley through Sadella. This is key. That heritage gave him mentorship, a built-in audience, and a clear standard of lyrical purpose and positivity. Quick check. Who are Skip Marley's parents? Correct answer. Sadella Marley and David Minto. Memory aid. Sadella and David made Skip's reggae road. Moving on. Fact number 3. He is self-taught on piano, drums, guitar, and bass. Let's keep it simple. Mastering rhythm, harmony, and melody on his own gives him creative control in writing and production, and it shows in his independent sound choices. Pop quiz. Which instruments is Skip self-taught on? Correct answer. Piano, drums, guitar, and bass. Memory aid. Skip's skills are self-taught on strings and skins. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. He began releasing music in 2015 with the singles Cry to Me and Life on Tuff Gong. Remember this. Tuff Gong is the label founded by Bob Marley, so Skip debuts inside the family's historic home base while presenting his own voice. Test time. Name one single Skip released in 2015. Correct answer. Cry to Me. Memory aid. In 2015, Skip's tunes hit the scene. Next up, fact number 5. Early in 2017, he signed to Island Records, then dropped Lions in February 2017, produced by Ilya Salmanzadeh. Lions hit number 2 on the US Reggae Digital Chart, and later appeared in Pepsi's Live For Now short film, boosting visibility. The main idea is, Island positioned him for a global push while keeping reggae roots in view. Quick check. Which record label did Skip sign with in early 2017? Correct answer, Island Records. Memory aid. In 2017, Island and Skip joined the scene. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 6. He co-wrote and was featured on Katy Perry's 2017 hit, Chained to the Rhythm. Together, they performed it at 3 big stages in quick succession: the Grammys, the Brit Awards, and the iHeartRadio Music Awards. Here's what you need to know. That one pop collaboration vaulted Skip into mainstream consciousness worldwide. Your turn. Who did Skip collaborate with on Chained to the Rhythm? Correct answer, Katy Perry. Memory aid. With Katy, Skip's rhythm reached global glory. On to the next one. Fact number 7, Slow Down, featuring H.E.R. from his 2020 EP Higher Place, earned critical acclaim, a Grammy nomination, and RIAA Gold certification. Think of it this way. It's reggae soul with modern polish, proving his cross-genre strength and staying power. Quick test. Which single from Higher Place received a Grammy nomination? Correct answer, Slow Down. Memory aid. With H.E.R., Slow Down earned Grammy recognition and gold certification. Okay, let's refocus for a rapid recap. Fact number 1. Where was Skip Marley born? Correct answer, Kingston, Jamaica. Fact number 2. Who are Skip Marley's parents? Correct answer, Sadella Marley and David Minto. Fact number 3. Which instruments is Skip self-taught on? Correct answer, piano, drums, guitar, and bass. Fact number 4. Name one of his 2015 singles? Correct answer, Cry to Me. Fact number 5. Which label did he sign with in 2017? Correct answer, Island Records. Fact number 6. Who teamed with Skip on Chained to the Rhythm? Correct answer, Katy Perry. Fact number 7. Which single from Higher Place earned a Grammy nomination? Correct answer, Slow Down. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're ready to ace that exam. Stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. We'll continue soon.